The measure is aimed at preventing massacres like the one last month that killed 19 elementary school students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas. The House okayed the bill last week, and the Senate approved it 13-8 Thursday. Governor John Carney has pledged to sign it. Democrat sponsor Nicole Poor said she supports the Second Amendment.
But I also believe our families have a right to attend elementary school, to go to college, to attend church, to shop at the grocery store, and to visit a movie theater without the threat of a gunman committing mass murder in a matter of minutes. We can take steps to protect our families by limiting access to the most destructive and deadly weapons on the market.
Republican foe Gerald Hocker said the weapons on the banned list have not been used in shootings in Delaware. He argued that more focus on school safety would prohibit the kind of carnage seen in Uvalde and other classrooms.
The mass shootings were really done by violent criminals. There's not a one of them that didn't break a law. What makes you think they're not going to break this law if it's passed here today? I don't think you really think that this is going to keep guns from the hands of criminals.
Delaware will become the 8th state to have such a prohibition. Delaware's neighbors New Jersey and Maryland have one, but Pennsylvania does not. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.